time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Many times while shopping when my boys were younger, they would put things into the cart and I would take them back out. One day I finally had had enough and said, "We can't afford that." As usual, they challenged my statement, asking how we can afford $20 for toilet paper, but not $2 for the candy bar they wanted. This conversation brought about a new phrase in our family. Now I just say, "I don't want to afford that," instead of, "I can't afford that." Think about that for a second. There are things most of us cannot afford, like the 560-acre wilderness ranch in Corbell that's for sale. But there are many items that we see at the dollar store that we can afford, but we must decide if we want to afford them. The truth is, most of us work hard for our money, and we want to choose how to spend it. You must make a decision. What do I want more, this money or that thing? This leads me to the question of the day. What are you willing to give up in order to get what you want? We give up cash for the items we want, and we do that daily. What am I willing to give up to get what I want? Working at Teen Challenge and helping people in their recovery, I admire and respect the difficult decisions that people make in order to achieve sobriety. In order to enter a year-long program like Teen Challenge, people have to decide that they're willing to give up a lot of things in order to get sobriety, stability, and family trust back in their lives. But they're willing to give it up to get what they want. Last month, I told you I was restoring an old truck. Like any restoration project, it's been more expensive than I expected. While trying to find some money to buy parts, I saw a large water jug sitting in my office that was full of pennies. I've collected those pennies for many, many years, but I decided I wanted parts for my truck more than I wanted to continue to collect pennies. I decided I wanted the truck running and on the road more than I wanted a jar full of change. Well, sometimes this evaluation forces us to make hard decisions. Sometimes our own pride gets in our way. I think of people I have known who were not willing to give up their pride in order to save or restore a relationship. Another way to ask this question is, what is more important to you, your pride or the relationship? Well, what is more important to you? When answering the question, do I want to afford that, my wife likes to think in terms of the value of an item as time. If something costs $200, how many hours do I have to work in order to pay for that item? Am I willing to give up that many hours of my life in order to have that item? Sometimes the answer is yes, and sometimes the answer is nope. It's important to make a list of the most important things in your life, and then make your priorities based on those things. Because we have to give up something good sometimes for something great. Because some relationships we can't afford to lose. Well, that's all I have for today. Have a great day and God bless. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.